One of the brightest birds coming to Northland feeders right now is the purple finch. These little birds pig out on sunflower seeds and also eat a variety of other things like bugs, caterpillars, berries, and other fruits, apple blossoms, and the buds of popple trees. Hay fever victims have a good reason to love purple finches. They also eat goldenrod seeds in abundance. Purple finches may or may not have been named by someone who is colorblind. Adult males are rosy crimson, especially on their heads and rumps, without even a speck of what we call purple. But it's possible that the bird was christened by someone with a classical education. Such a person would know that the Latin word purpureus derived from the Greek word porphyra for a shellfish from which Tyrian purple dye was obtained. This dye produced the imperial purple of the Romans, which was quite similar to the color of the male purple finch. Perhaps they should have been named the imperial purple finch to avoid confusing people. Female purple finches and young birds, on the other hand, don't have a speck of imperial purple. They're gray-striped and appear sparrow-like. Purple finches have the dubious distinction of being the birds most likely to smack into Northland windows. Hanging fluttering stripes of aluminum foil or hawk silhouettes on windows helps a little, and some people hang shiny objects inside their windows to make the glass more noticeable. If you found a surefire way of preventing window casualties, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd let us know. Purple finches are sometimes called linnets, possibly because the females and young resemble a species of brownish English songbirds. Linnet Ridgway, the first murder victim in Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile, was named for such a bird. Linnets must inspire thoughts about victimization because they're also mentioned by William Butler Yeats. If there's no hatred in a mind, assault and battery of the wind can tear the linnet from the leaf. Purple finches warble a pretty song throughout the day in spring. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote, "I do but sing because I must, and pipe but as the linnet sing." Their song, sung only by males, is a long jumble of sweet notes with a beautiful liquid quality. Their call note, given by males and females both, is a distinctive tick, often heard over Duluth during fall. These birds apparently migrate both by day and night. In spring, purple finch males become territorial. Each one chooses a prominent singing perch and does his best to attract a female with his voice. He's a devoted mate, feeding the female as she sits on the eggs, and then he cares for the young with her. But oddly enough, as soon as football season starts, most of the adult males abandon the women and children and join all-male flocks, where they remain until sometime around Super Bowl time. Although there are no records of purple finches actually purchasing Viking season tickets, the timing of these macho gatherings can hardly be considered coincidental. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.